bubble again.
VU2TN0TR. Well, Rusty, we've arrived at the school early. I didn't think we'd be that quick, but I-85 was moving real good. I don't like it, but it was, so don't have any complaints there. They really did a nice job on that out there.
Yeah, I was over in that area, the 385, 585 area, when I was over there a couple of weekends ago working the event in downtown Greenville. So in and out for 3 days. And I'm going to be up in Bob's neck of the woods tomorrow. I've got to go up to meet the guy, one of the people that's on my team for the convention coming up in November, up at the community college where we're going to have the event, and also at the hotel to look at a few things. So he's coming over from Raleigh, and we're going to meet there and see what, and make sure everybody is satisfied with what we got. So anyway, but so I'll be up in his neck of the woods from about noontime tomorrow, and I might even holler at him and throw something at him, you know.
I wonder how the apple crop doing up there this year with that freeze and all. I know the peaches, they were waiting to see whether the first crop got the seeds. They rot on the vine if they get frozen, so haven't been back down there to ask them lately, because Bernice has been getting enough strawberries out of the garden to keep us supplied so far. Boy, they got some beautiful strawberries down there, though. Oh, they're from White Hampton and 101. It's maybe two blocks north of there. It's Fisher's now, isn't it, Fisher? Yeah, Fisher's Orchard.
Okay. Well, I don't know about apple crop. It's probably, you know, I'm sure they have some idea what happened. The folks over near me that have strawberries still got them. In fact, I got to go by and get a half a gallon of them myself. And I need some fresh ones. I've got a gallon bag frozen in the freezer, but I need some fresh ones, so I want to get a half gallon from them so I can have some like that without having to defrost any right now. So, but I got to run around by there, and I'll probably do that on my way back from grocery shopping this afternoon. Boy, I'll tell you what, my Wednesdays have gotten busy. And everything. And the other day, I contacted Mark Tarpley, the section manager for ARL for South Carolina, and let him know that I was going to be giving up my section traffic manager's position effective July 1st. So he's going to be looking for someone to take over that position.
Well, speaking of strawberries, Bernice made, she took crescent rolls, and tell Rusty what you put on them.
Cream cheese and strawberries and blueberries. Just individual, and then just wrap them up. They're kind of hard to wrap up.
And boy, were they good that way. And simple, too.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. And sounds like something that was good, be good to eat. And I haven't had anything like that in a while, and haven't wanted to sit down and do any baking lately, but maybe I will in the next couple of weeks, and I'm getting to feeling a little better and a little bit more going here and everything, so, hopefully I can get these folks from the insurance company to finally call me back and do something about my roof. And all there. It's been 3 weeks now, and they're still, they've shuffled it from one adjuster to another adjuster at the insurance company itself, and I don't know why. They couldn't tell me why. It was sent to somebody else, so, but we can't tell you why. So I've got to call into them, and hopefully they'll call me back today, because I'm about ready to throw some rocks or something at them. Anyway, well, Tom, I have arrived over here at Best Buy, and I'm going to run inside real quick and see if they've got what I want. And if not, I will get back on the road and heading to where going to get a haircut this afternoon. Over.
Roger. Well, you might let me know what kind of range that extends it to and how many bucks it costs for one of those. I was just curious. I'd like to have it reach out in the yard a little bit more than it does. So we'll be around for a little bit. We're going to take him to get something to eat down here, Wendy's or someplace. And he's a finicky eater. So at any rate, maybe we'll catch you in a little while, Rusty. W2T and 0TR. And by the way, Marie says about 15 minutes is all you got to make them crescent rolls with that cream cheese on it on strawberries and that. Take care, Rusty. And 0TR clear.
W2T clear. K2RCL N0TR.
Hey, on a high lift here in front of me, and it just cut my signal down to nothing, RCL.
I'm K2RCL here, Russell. I'm going to tell you, I just came by Fisher's Orchard out there, and they got plenty of peaches sitting out there right now.
To Tango Mobile. W2T, Tommy, you still around?
Yeah, Rusty, I was cut out there a while ago. RCL tried to call. There was a high lift, like a JLG, and it pulled in front of us here, and I couldn't get back in, so I hope I'm back in. This is N0TR.
Yep. Okay. Well, I was in there, looked at the Wi-Fi extenders they've got, and I ordered one online at Amazon yesterday for $30. And Best Buy, on sale, the best price they have for the same one is $59.99 or $60. So I'm going to stick with the one I ordered from Amazon and let it arrive on Friday. But it's got about a 1,000-foot additional range from to increase your dip coverage area.
Hey, thank you, Rusty. Well, I'll just do that, too. If you think of it, send me an email with that information on it, but I can probably find it. But I'd appreciate it. I'm not surprised. Best Buy is very proud of their stuff, Rusty.
Yeah, and this is Netgear, which is good equipment. And like I said, actually, I got it for a little bit cheaper than that because I do one of these coupon things, and I got a coupon on there, and it got me another 15% off of what the price of it was. So I got it for everything included for around $26, I think. I got a phone call coming in. Let me take it.
N0TR clear.
K2RCL N0TR.
I can hear you now. I apologize for that a while ago. I had this Greenbelt JLG type device. It just killed my signal. I couldn't hear you, except I heard RCL, and I couldn't get out.
Worries at all. I had picked up y'all's conversation when I was coming out of Greer, and I came right by Fisher's Orchard there, the little fruit shed there, and I was just going to relay to you that they got peaches by the basket full sitting out front right now.
You are cutting out badly, and it may be me, I don't know. I'm sitting next to a big school building here waiting on the grandson.
May have been me. I was coming through the valley up there at the rock quarry there.
Well, it's one of those days, and now I forgot your name again here. Got too many things going on.
This is Russell, but I am about to destinate here at the house, so I'm going to hop in here and see if I can't eat some lunch. You and Bernice have a wonderful day. Enjoy this weather before it gets too hot on us, and I will catch you another time. K2RCL will be clear on your final.
So good to hear you. I should have remembered that the second you said it. I did. Anyways, you have a good day, and you say hello to family and 73s from us. This is N0TR.
73, Tom. This is K2RCL, N0TR, and I'm clear.
Hey, on the road again. Hey, on the road again. You still there, Tom?
Rusty, was playing with the radio. Go ahead and send 0-0.
I'm on the way to get a haircut, and I stopped to get me a drink at the QT here. And they had bottled zero sugar A&W root beer. And I love A&W root beer.
You too. In fact, I have some in the icebox, but I like IBC root beer in the bottle better. But no sugar sucks.
No sugar tastes just like the A&W regular root beer. It's good. There are a few places that have it on fountain and all. This is the first place I've seen it in the bottle like this in the store. So, anyway, I got me one. And I'm having a candy bar to go with it. Go figure.
Not a good. No sugar in the pop and eating a candy bar. That's all right. Enjoy it. We only live once. IBC root beer, I think, is 160 or 180 calories per bottle. So it's a rare treat for us that we don't imbibe in very often.
A&W is zero calories, which is what I like. And so I kind of stay with the diet drinks when I drink soda or something like that. Or lemonade or unsweetened tea or something like that. So anyway, waiting on this stupid traffic light to finally change. They've got this traffic light set here where this little shopping center is. And when you're coming out of it, it seems to take forever and a day to turn to a green light for the people coming out of the little shopping, out of the where the food line and all is.
I'll tell you, the only place that I can stand any artificial sweeteners in my coffee, Splenda, of a morning, or any of the artificial sweeteners, if I try to drink a Diet Cola or Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or Diet anything, makes me sick instantly. I cannot tolerate that saccharin or whatever they put in it nowadays. I just can't do it, Rusty.
Well, most of them are using aspartame, or even some of them are now going to that new sweetener, what's the one you see the ad for growing your own leaves and making your own sweetener. I can't remember what that is now, but they've got some of the soda places are using that now. Stevia, I think, is what it's called. And they're using that instead of saccharin or whatever that other stuff is. And also, anyway, that's what's going on. And I got a noisy diesel truck next to me.
Sometimes the signal goes in and out here. We're beside a big building. And I see they're starting to let classes out here for the kids. But the repeater was in and out to us there. I talked to Russell there a little bit ago. He said that Fisher's Orchard there has peaches now.
Crops are starting to come in. I've seen a couple of places that had it, local over here that had some. So the early crops are coming in. And I was probably in and out more so than caused by you, because there's one little section of road where that QT is, that there's a section along there that's about a block and a half from where you cross over 26 on Reedville Road. And it's about a block and a half long. And I don't know what's in there, but something in that area is interfering with the signal. It does every time I go through there. So I think it was that area, not where you are, Tom.
Well, I hope so. Here comes a building inspector here. He's looking over the building, walking along. Reminds me of K9 JDP. But he's checking it out pretty thoroughly. Well, I wish they'd hurry up and get to going. We got here early. It was our fault. But it's 12:03 now. They could get on the stick a little bit.
Rush. You know you're not going to rush kids up unless they want to be rushed, you know?
If I'd be picking him up, then I would be with their parents. They're having to sit through an hour and a half mass down at the Catholic school before the graduation, or Maybe it's during the graduation. I don't envy them.
Kind of like weddings. They get to be, have a tendency to be long.
Yeah, we used to play at a lot of churches. Small groups of us in the orchestra would, they would want us to come and play for them years ago. So I've seen a lot of the insides of different churches.
And different ones around, so it's very interesting things going on. Anyway, I'm sitting here out front of where I'm going to get the haircut, and just sitting here, a little bit of sun in the car, waiting on, because I can see in the windows, and see when she gets through with the person that's ahead of me, and then I'll wander on inside.
Well, I don't have a big problem with that. I have a mobile barber that takes care of mine.
Same young lady for probably close to 20 years now or better. And, you know, I get a haircut for $10.
I generally get a haircut for $0, and I've been going to her for 53 years.
Hang up with you.
Yeah. I think the last botan haircut I ever had was 50 cents at San Diego North Island. Well, no. Yeah, that was the last one I ever had.
I wanted to try to cut my hair, even when I was still in the service, and all you had to do was a buzz cut. She didn't like to do it then and didn't like after I got out and everything else, so she never attempted to, and so, you know, like I said, this lady's been doing mine, and she used to do Ruth's hair and everything else, so I've been coming to her for at least 20 years, if not longer, and so, you know. It's, and she treats me fair, and she does a heck of a job. She even does some trimming on my beard when I don't have it neat across the neckline, and, you know, and she'll try to keep me on that, and I can tell I'm into the summer months because my hair is starting to get a little bit longer by the time I get to her, so, it is what it is, and all. So have you decided where you're going to take the grandson for lunch?
Oh, I kind of think we'll just run down to Wendy's if I get back on the Malden Road. Isn't that what it is? Yeah, Malden Road, the Motor Mile Road. I know where that Wendy's is at. He's a weird eater. He eats a cheeseburger, and all he wants is bread, meat, and a piece of cheese. Nothing else.
It's like me. I'll go to, every now and again, I'll go to McDonald's. Haven't been there in a long while. And I'll just get a couple of their cheeseburgers with mustard and a little bit of onion on it. And that's all I want on mine, so. And everything. But, boy, they sure cost a whole lot more now than they did when I used to work for that place years ago. 15-cent hamburgers and 18-cent cheeseburgers, Tom.
That's been a while. Yeah, I worked at a Tasty Freeze for a while when I was in high school. And that place was so cheap that she would make us weigh every single ice cream cone we made. And if it was an ounce or two overweight, you poured it back into the ice cream maker and drawed another one.
You go someplace like that, and I quit going there because, you know, when her husband, the place where I went, the lady that owned it, her husband, when he was there running the place, he'd give you a decent serving of, you know, a decent serving of ice cream on your cone. Boy, when she was there running the place, you didn't get more than whatever it was she prescribed to give you for whatever the price was. So I quit going there. And eventually she lost a lot of business because people started complaining about the fact that they were, you know, they were, instead of giving it to the people and paying for it, you know, they would do something else with the ice cream. I don't know. I think they were throwing it away, personally. But that's what that was. So anyway. Oh, and I guess I better leave. When I leave here, I guess I better go down and pick up my shirt that's down at the dry cleaners. It'll be on my way down to where I'm going to do grocery shopping, so that's a good deal.
Yeah, we had a place there for a while in Kansas that was $7 for $1 for hamburgers, and they were decent. They weren't the greatest, but they were decent. But well, you don't see that anymore. And I don't want a hamburger unless it's got at least ketchup, mustard, and pickles, and onions. And I'm okay with that.
Well, I can do without the ketchup sometimes. Sometimes the tomatoes, the ketchup doesn't agree with my system anymore. It's one of those things I'm having to learn to live with without a gallbladder. So, so the acidity of it. Now, that's funny. Ketchup messes my system up, but I can eat a tomato sandwich and it doesn't bother me. Go figure that one out.
So that is odd. Well, I haven't had a gallbladder for 30 or 40 years. Everyone in our family, there he comes, had their gallbladder out. There he is. So, Rusty, I'll let you go. Grandson's here, 73 in Gerald, New York.
Well, you all have a good afternoon, and I'll catch up to you later. 73 W2T clear.
IQ mobile.
W2T.
U2T. N4IQ. Hey, Rusty. How you doing today?
Not bad. Sitting in, out here outside the place where I get a haircut and waiting on her to finish up with the two that she's got in there. Figure I'll just sit out here. It's comfortable in my car. I can sit here and read and drink my root beer and listen on the radio.
It's really nice out here today. I just got in the car and headed over towards Grandview, Simpsonville. Got to go Home Depot and post office and bank. So that's where I'm headed. Kind of getting a late start this morning.
I've been to pay a bill. I went to the post office to put some, drop some mail in the mail box over there. Went to Best Buy and looked at a price on a Wi-Fi extender and found out they had the same one in the Best Buy that was for twice the price of the one I ordered from Amazon. So, and then I come on down here to sit and get my hair cut here. So that's kind of what I'm waiting on here,
That's the way it goes. It's hard to beat deals on Amazon. Too bad you can't get a haircut on Amazon.
Probably a good idea. And anyway, I was talking with Tom on here a few minutes ago. He's picking up one of his grandsons from school today because the other one's graduating from 8th grade or something at the Catholic school where he goes. So his parents were going to that, and Tom was picking up the other one and taking him to lunch today. So, anyway, but like I said, I'm just sitting out here waiting on my time. I'm supposed to be in there at 12:30, so it's about 12:15, and I think she's finishing up with the one she's got in the chair now because I can see her through the window here, so I don't have a problem with that. So you done anything, worked anything unusual on the radio lately?
There's not a whole lot that I need as far as mixed. I've been up on 17 meters FT8, worked a few new countries on that band, just for that band. A couple I didn't work. There's Thailand, and there's one other. I can't remember what it was. I wasn't able to get them. But, I just needed it for 17 meters. That was probably end of last week when that happened. But I'm still on the air quite a bit. I like the contest, so that's what I do. I was on a little mini CW contest this morning. It's only an hour long. I really do like them. They're the CWTs. They last an hour and they're really fast paced. It's just a lot of fun. I enjoy that sort of thing. N4IQ.
W2T. Yeah, I've listened to those. I'm not up to speed for those yet.
far from it. And I've sitting there and copied the mail some on a couple of those and everything. They're just a little bit more out of my, they're a little bit out of my level yet, right yet. Maybe one of these days. But, I picked up some, four new DX to me on 30 meters last night on FT8, between 11 and 12 last night. Picked up some more states on that band for counties and everything, but, I did pick up four or five, new to me on 30 meters on FT8 last night. And, cause I was watching some TV, so I didn't turn the radio on until about 11 o'clock last night. And did that for a little bit, and then I headed off to bed and got my day started today kind of early. So that's kind of what I'm doing today. And I got a 75-meter sideband net tonight at 10 o'clock for the 3905 Century Club, so that'll be fun. And choir rehearsal tonight and my many things to be done on this Wednesday.
Wednesday is church night for a lot of people, choirs and whatever. That's good. Congratulations on the 30-meter country that you got. You asked me if I worked anything new. I did work Barbados on 6 meters. That's one that I needed, Barbados. So I was able to get that, and they're on Lots of the World. So I hope today, when I look, I'll have a confirmation from them. They'll make about 56 countries on 6 meters, or maybe a little more than that. But it's getting slower and slower for me to get them on six. But with this cycle coming up, hopefully one of these days, I only need Hawaii for WAS on 6 meters. I need Hawaii. They've been coming in on the West Coast and some of the New England states, but I haven't seen any spots at all in the Southeast in 4IQ.
Yeah, I haven't either. I've got my G5RV will tune up on 6 meters, and sometimes my loop will too. And I haven't done any of that lately because last time I got on 6 meters, I was able to hear one person, and he wasn't able to hear me. So that kind of made things a little bit, dead and everything. And since the amp won't work 6 meters, it doesn't do me any good there anyway, but that's all right. One of these days, I will get some more. I've got about 5 or 6 countries on 6 meters that I worked a number of years ago, so I'll have to see what I can do if the band start getting better and getting it. So anyway, well, good to hear you. Be careful out there on the road. Looks like Dana's about getting finished up with this guy she's got in the chair right now. So I'll be next in there. And I'll catch up to you later. N4IQ, W2T, 73s for now, Bill.
And this time next year, there'll be a market improvement in the propagation. It'll be on the upswing, really, on the steep part of the curve. So you'll see changes every month. So anyway, that gives everybody some hope. All right, I'll go ahead and sign here. Just listen. And I just got a phone call from my brother. Anyway, 73 N4IQ.